Absolute power corrupts absolutely, but absolute powerlessness does the same. It's not the poverty, it's the inequality we live with every day that will turn us insane. Absolute power corrupts absolutely, but absolute powerlessness does the same. It's not the poverty, it's the inequality we live with every day that will turn us insane. In a scheme of living, my life wasn't hard, but as far as Britain goes, shit, I practically starved. Sleeping in a tracksuit, gas meter running out, electric cut off as well, candles lighting up the house. Looking in my mother's eyes, I see how she feels. The strain and the pain of just paying bills that ain't real. And that's how I grew, like so many more. And now it's part of who I am very sure. You wanna know the rage I feel in my stomach? Know my mom and dad split up when I was still in her stomach. And not everything that happened I will put in 16s, but I will tell you enough so you will know what I mean. My boy's mother got cancer the same time as mine. His mother died and mine survived. Shit was fucked back then. When I was like 10, already had the mental strength more than many grown men. Absolute power corrupts absolutely, but absolute powerlessness does the same. It's not the poverty, it's the inequality we live with every day that will turn us insane. Absolute power corrupts absolutely, but absolute powerlessness does the same. It's not the poverty, it's the inequality we live with every day that will turn us insane. This was a couple years after my stepdad left. Did he really know the crazy mess that he left? Cause mom's done recover from the lumps in the neck, but being poor and alone couldn't cope with the stress. Her and my big sis fought so much so that now I hadn't left school. When she left home, I was 13 by now, still a little kid, innocent. Next couple years though, we'll turn him to a militant. That is the result of no food in the fridge. And every other day you're getting searched by the pigs. Plus these patronizing teachers, though my grade sick, trying to emasculate me, yeah, turn me to a bitch. And I don't mean a woman, please let me be clear. I mean a spineless man, because what do they fear? More than a working class black male with a brain. When our energy is harnessed, everything changed. Look at Pac, look at Marley, look at Hendrix, look at Garvey. This is the potential that is wasted on a daily basis. A racist, classist world that we live in. Still we coming from nothing and we educate millions. Absolute power corrupts absolutely, but absolute powerlessness does the same. It's not the poverty, it's the inequality we live with every day that will turn us insane. Absolute power corrupts absolutely, but absolute powerlessness does the same. It's not the poverty, it's the inequality we live with every day that will turn us insane. I understand why it scares you, it's like how dare you overcome obstacles that we have been careful to place in your way every step of the way. In this so-called democracy where kids get sprayed, blacks and the Asians, Turks and the Chavs, crowded in council flats, living like ants. Who's more confused than the poor white trash, talking the bullshit about they want their country back? Never was yours, you should read more. What they did to brown people, they did to their own poor. People's memory short, so much that I'm seeing black and Asian kids cuss Eastern Europeans. No pot to piss in makes competition. I fail to see how this is an effective system. Cats and dogs in America and Britain eat better food than most of humanity. We spend our technology only on killing. How is this more than sophisticated savagery? It's like you said, the world is a stage. Each person just an actor with a part to play. Like the middle class kids, kids of the rich, have everything but yet still they piss on coke and ketamine, strung out on heroin. I ain't generalizing, look at the evidence. Absolute power corrupts absolutely, but absolute powerlessness does the same. It's not the poverty, it's the inequality we live with every day that will turn us insane. Absolute power corrupts absolutely, but absolute powerlessness does the same. It's not the poverty, it's the inequality we live with every day that will turn us insane. Go to Glastonbury any year, you will see. Unlike Carnival, it won't be calling with police. This is London, kids on the very next street had a very different life experience from me. In my experience, they can't help but be smug after a lifetime of what they think's just good luck. But they're still more anxious and more thankless. Unearned privilege weighs like an anchor. That's why they copy what we do, trying to be what they're not. They will grow up though and get better jobs and maintain the system that they claim that they hated. They can't burn it down, they got a stake in this matrix. Hip hop is just a fad to them, you didn't know? But to us, this is a living, breathing soul. And yeah, they might backpack in South America or even volunteer in an African village. But all said and done, push comes to shove, the shit hits the fan, the middle class and British. That's just how it is. Most rich black people are just as full of shit. So more concerned with their cars and jewels, but most of the world's poor looks just like you. So more concerned with their cars and jewels, most of the world's poor looks just like you. Absolute power corrupts absolutely, but absolute powerlessness does the same. It's not the poverty, it's the inequality we live with every day that will turn us insane. Absolute power corrupts absolutely, but absolute powerlessness does the same. It's not the poverty, it's the inequality we live with every day that will turn us insane.